Aircheckdownloads.com.
88 to 91 FM, it's Radio 2 from the BBC at 5:30, and here's Paul Gambaccini.
I like that, Johnny.
You do?
I hope you like this.
88 to 91 FM. It's all right.
You can sing along if you want.
Don't think so.
I heard you sing earlier.
That's why I'm not singing now.
Saturday is our day for America's greatest hits.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
The Sweethearts of the Blues from New Orleans, Shirley and Lee, and their 1956 anthem, Let the Good Times Roll. Shirley returned in 1975 with Shame, 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 and Monica hopes she returns to number one for the third time this year with her cover version of Eternal's British hit, Angel of Mine. Monica, Angel of Mine, looking forward to that time in 2 weeks when Billboard magazine changes the way it compiles the Hot 100 and admits album tracks that are getting airplay but do not have a single release. Does this mean we could have the first Hot 100 hit from Garth Brooks from his double live album? Here's It's Your Song.
Standing in the spotlight.
One of three new songs from his double live LP, Garth Brooks, and It's Your Song, and It's My Life. Our classic number one album comes from 1978. This date, Billy Joel was number one with 52nd Street. It's the album that ultimately went on to become the Grammy Award winner for 1979. With backing vocalist Peter Cetera, this is My Life.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
The 16-year-old enters the Hot 100 at 18. Britney Spears with Baby One More Time, and it was time after time to the podium for Natalie Cole at the 1991 Grammy Awards. Record of the Year, Best Traditional Pop Performance, and Album of the Year for Unforgettable with Nat King Cole. R.E.M. won the Best Alternative Album of the Year at the 1991 Grammy Awards. With Out of Time, we heard Shiny Happy People. Before that, the one that won 77-year-old Irving Gordon's Song of the Year, Unforgettable. The biggest Jackson in country music, having overtaken Stonewall and Wanda, is now Alan Jackson.
Let's begin with...
The music is divine. 88 to 91 FM. This is Radio 2 from the BBC.
And the news now at 6 o'clock. This is Andrea Simmons. BBC News at 3 minutes past 6. Our next at 7.
88 to 91 FM. Paul.
Divine, waiting to be declared just that. They are number two in the Hot 100 and number three in the R&B chart with Lately. Here's the hottest rock record in America. Greg Alexander is the singer, the writer, the producer, the arranger of the New Radicals. We heard You Get What You Give. I wonder if that'll be a hit in this country. This wasn't. Kansas had four American top 20 singles. None of them made it over here. So Dust in the Wind was a hit only in America. They were from Topeka. Kansas sold a million of their first hit, Carry On Wayward Son, and that one as well, Dust in the Wind. Here's the first of this year's Christmas album releases to make a big dent on the Billboard album charts. In at number four, Celine Dion, These Are Special Times. Her duet partner is Andrea Bocelli. This is The Prayer.
Big shot.
20 years ago today, the LP chart number one from Billy Joel.
Big shot.
His longest running number one album, 52nd Street, including Big Shot. And this is pretty big. Faith Evans achieves her highest solo chart position in the Billboard Hot 100, up to number 15 with Love Like This.
I never knew, never knew.
Faith Evans climbing the Billboard Magazine Hot 100 with Love Like This. Our country number ones then and now. We know his feats in the pop chart, but did you know that Kenny Rogers had 20 country number ones, including the number one this date in 1980?
Aircheckdownloads.com.